love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Hey, sit back, relax, and enjoy 24 years at the tap end. The story of Chris's life in autobiography form.
Ready?
Ready.
Gonna go to the 10th year at the tap end.
Ooh, okay.
I'd survived 10 years on planet Earth so far, and generally things were going quite well. I'd experienced highs and lows, graduated from lower school to middle school at Cannon Lane, and progressed from pencil to fountain pen. The day job at school was ticking along nicely, but as my bedtimes got increasingly later, with permission from my mum, I started to take an interest in extracurricular activities. I decided to join the great British institution, the Cubs, at my local church.
I was in the Cubs as well.
Were you?
Mm. I was a sixer, actually.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, I was a sixer in Brownies.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you a Brownie? I was going to ask, because you strike me as someone that, although the Brownies are there, would demand that she was a Cub.
No, that didn't. That wasn't...
Like a sort of, I don't know, not feminist, but that kind of idea, right?
I don't think that kind of feminism didn't exist amongst, like, eight-year-olds in the early 90s.
Nah. Do you know what I mean, though? She strikes me as someone who'd want a woggle rather than a brownie scarf or whatever it was.
And she'd hold out for that.
I'd never even heard of a woggle when I was, like, that age.
Do you remember that day when you get promoted from seconder to sixer?
Big up.
It's proud, isn't it?
I've still got my brownie cushion. You know, when you leave and you have to stitch all your badges on.
Yeah.
I've still got that and I'm so proud of it.
So good.
Hostess badge. I can make a good cup of tea.
No beavers for me at a younger age. I went straight for the Cubs.
I don't think there were beavers where I was from. You had to go to, like, a bigger town to get beavers.
We didn't have beavers either.
Did you not?
No, not in Eastleigh.
I would later retire before I had a chance to become a full-on scout. But the Cubs was an important and fun learning experience at this part of my life.
What were your badges?
I got hostess badge, the sewing badge, I got the...
Ironing badge.
There was like a...
The washing badge.
There was like a household badge.
Always in the kitchen badge.
The Hoover badge.
You know what? A lot of it did revolve around that.
It's quite sexist.
Should I bring my cushion in tomorrow and you can see which ones I actually got? Because I think most of them are stereotypical women. I assume you haven't got a hostess badge, either of you.
No, of course
I've
not.
I've got knots.
And like bear hunting and stuff like that.
Bear hunting badge?
Building a cave from scratch.
Yeah. Fire starter badge.
Yeah. I'm making the bed and you're building caves.
That's right, that's
hunting
what
bears.
Supposed to do.
OMG.
I loved it. Every Tuesday night, I would don uniform, arrive at the scout hut where the flag would be raised. We would chant at Arcala, the name of the leader, that we will do our best. In the Cub Scout vow, I would also promise every Tuesday to do a good turn every day. Morals that have stood me through life so far. Generally, I do try and do a good turn every day, and only this morning, I held up a train for about 60 seconds... for someone who was taking a while to run down the stairs at Rainers Lane Station. The great thing about being a Cub was that there was a clear measurement of how good a Cub you were, and this was shown by the amount of badges you had stitched to your arm. I had two full rows, I proper went for it.
That is loads!
Badges that included a collector's badge, road safety badge, map reader badge, DIY badge, and a book reader's badge. The badges were red and would have a little picture inside.
Man's badges.
Man badges, yeah.
I like yours, your girl.
What was the first one? I think I had one of them. The collector's badge.
Collector's badge.
I think I had that from a Rainbow Rubbers.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're brilliant. Did you never collect Rainbow Rubbers?
No.
The multicoloured ones in the little cases you get them from museums and stuff.
No.
There was a few badges that I didn't get, and I sometimes wonder if I should try and get them now. It would be nice to nail the full set.
You actually do think that as well, don't you?
I don't know. I thought if I found the handbook and, I don't know, re-signed up to the Cubs or something, maybe I could get the rest of them.
Because
I saw an article online about a bloke who got, I think it's all 33, I think it's the magic number. He's got them all. And I am a bit jealous of that, like, looking back.
Oh, please do it. What? Imagine you and the rest of the Cubs.
I'm bang on it.
I would love you to go back.
Do you want
to
do it again?
No. Well, Bear Grylls can do it.
He's the leader of all scouts.
Yeah, but why not Chris?
Please do it.
Yeah, if someone can help sign me up,
drop by on the way home from Radio 1 tonight. and say if you can.
Okay, la.
Ask him if you can do it, please.
I'm keen. I also went on a couple of cub camps, which involved lots of old school games, assault courses, and camping overnight. None of this fazed me as a youngster. Cub camp used to be great, especially at night when we would have a bonfire and sing songs.
I can't think of Brownie Camp. Two things happened to me on Brownie Camp. One, the girl that was grating the chocolate on top of the mousse grated her fingernail by mistake and then didn't bother to get it out. Second thing, woke up in the night really thirsty, drank like...
That's because you've eaten fingernail.
Yeah, drank my squash by the side of the bed, full of ants.
But...
So I don't ever want to go back on Brownie Camp.
We would have a bonfire and sing songs. It was always tunes such as Do Your Ears Hang Low and the song that goes Kentucky Fried Chicken in a Pizza Hut, which a few years later re-entered my life being covered by a group called the Fast Food Rockers.
But I thought that was an original by them. Is
no,
it not?
No, it wasn't. We were chanting that.
Was that a cover?
Years before, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think I've heard a different one of the Ears song. We didn't sing Ears.
Do Your Ears Hang Low?
Yeah. Can you tie them in a bow? We sang about a different part of our body. Not in the brownies.
The brownies?
When we were at school.
Okay.
No, not there. There.
Oh.
You can't tie that in a bow.
There was always...
You can't tie them in a bow either.
Some people can.
Show me who.
Older ladies.
I've never seen anyone tie them in a bow.
I'm sure you can.
Okay, I'd like to see them.
Sounds like something that would be good for Britain's Got Talent.
It's a yes from me.
And me.
She won't get buzzed.
As my time in the Cubs went on, I made my way up to Sixer, which basically meant leader of my small group. It was my first position of authority and was represented by a change in woggle. I organised a successful bring and buy sale. Blue Peter used to be all about the bring and buy sales back then, teaching my generation apprentice-style entrepreneurial skills. I posted leaflets through houses down my road, then collected their stuff to sell at the bring and buy sale. My Cubs became great at turning any old rubbish into profit. I also took part in our Cubs variety show in front of a full audience of parents and elderly people. This was joined with the Brownies and older scouts, with my group performing a sketch, doing an impression of a show called Keeping Up Appearances.
Who did you play in that, please?
I had to play Hyacinth Bouquet. A woman, and I was forced to wear a dress.
This is brilliant. This is like that school that does those random, completely inappropriate film reconstructions.
My mum's got photos of it at home. My mum was really proud of it.
Your mum has a picture of you dressed as Hyacinth Bouquet, and you've been on the show how long and we haven't seen it?
I wasn't sure whether to bring this up. Probably not the best idea, thinking about it.
That picture's got to be in the book when it gets published.
It wasn't for me, and the whole experience was one of my few regrets from my first decade on Earth. Looking back, Cubs was a right laugh, but I took early retirement before I had the chance to graduate to full-on scout. I'd like to think I went out on a high, on the top of my game.
As Hyacinth Bouquet.
Can you just do an impression, you know, when she picks up the phone?
I knew you were going to ask this.
Go on.
They persuaded me to do it because they said if I did it, all the other boys would fall in suit and...
Have you ever seen this show? You'll know that Hyacinth does pick up the phone with a certain phrase. It's still on, Gold or, one of them channels.
And I obviously had a bit of a higher voice then as well.
Sure, so okay. Let me just find something for you. Hang on. That's the kind of phone she had, isn't it?
The Bouquet residence, Lady of the House speaking.
That was better than I thought it was going to be.